T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams. Our top local story, L.A. County residents are getting more cooperative when it comes to coronavirus. Health officer Dr. Muntu Davis says more people who test positive are willing to talk to contact tracers.
There has been an increase in the percent of cases who are providing our interviewers with one or more contacts. Since early August, an average of 63% of cases have provided at least one contact for follow-up. This is very good news, as our ability to reach out to people who may be potentially infected is a very important tool we have in identifying and slowing the spread of the virus.
Dr. Davis says about two-thirds of skilled nursing homes in L.A. County do not have any coronavirus cases. Just 2 weeks ago, nearly half of all the facilities said they had at least one active case.
Things are going well at Orange County schools. Students back in the classroom. Dr. Clayton Chow, the county health officer.
So far, there has been no outbreak in any of our schools. Even the school that was allowed to open through the elementary waiver in August. And so that's good news. We do have cases, but they are not linked to each other, and most of the infection happen in the community.
14 more people dying from the virus in Orange County, all but two of the latest deaths, residents of nursing homes or assisted living facilities. 141 people have tested positive. The positivity rates, the daily case rates, both have risen slightly this week.
Unregulated weed farms have been flourishing across California, especially in the Inland Empire. However, many just got busted and the valuable plants destroyed.
Over the past 13 weeks, California's Attorney General says his task force on illegal marijuana grow sites has resulted in more than a million plants going up in smoke and 140 people arrested.
455 raided grow sites.
Javier Becerra says his teams found illegal farming of cannabis in 29 California counties.
Water is essential to these illegal operations. Growers often reroute the natural flow of streams and rivers to create unapproved irrigation.
The Inland Empire is noteworthy in all of this. Riverside County topped the list of illicit weed grow sites. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Drivers who work for app-related businesses like Uber and Lyft parked their cars and hit their horns in downtown L.A. today in an effort to get public support to defeat a ballot measure, which would allow companies to treat them as independent workers without getting employee benefits.
60 to 70 cars blocked all four lanes of Spring Street at L.A. City Hall as part of the No on 22 protest. Felipe Casadas with the Mobile Workers Alliance says despite a massive media campaign by the Pro 22 forces, their message is getting through.
The reality is there's no way we could match the money, but we do have the people power. Drivers are coming together to demand their rights, and that's what we have. We have drivers with their authentic voice, not paid spokespeople, who have actually driven for Uber and Lyft, who know that their employee status is important and that they deserve paid sick leave.
The alliance is hoping for both a large turnout in major cities and a pro-union vote to defeat the measure in November. In downtown L.A., Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The Yes on 22 spokesman, Jeff Vetter, tells KNX drivers would be provided health care benefits.
Starting at just 15 hours of work a week, drivers would be eligible to receive 50% of the employer contribution toward health care, and that would increase up to at 25 hours of work a week. Drivers would receive 100% of the employer contribution towards a covered California Bronze plan, or about $367 a month. And that's, you know, far more robust and generous than what you see in most part-time work, where typically you need to work at least 30 hours to receive any type of health care benefits.
Vedder also says Prop 22 protects the driver's ability to work part-time if they choose. He says more than 80% of the rideshare drivers work fewer than 20 hours a week.
In this tense political climate, California is taking an unusual step, warning local election officials to prepare for disruption at polling places and potential cases of voters being intimidated or blocked from casting ballots. In a memo this week, the Secretary of State's office reminded county election officials it is a felony for any person to possess a firearm at a voting location or in the immediate vicinity unless authorized. It's also illegal to threaten anyone in an attempt to discourage them from voting. Secretary of State Alex Padilla says he expects a safe election, but local officials should be ready for any attempts to disrupt or interfere with voting.
309 U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, the California National Guard, showcasing a training exercise today, highlighting their response to a dam or a levee breach during a flood.
One by one, a crew from the Guard in a Black Hawk helicopter picked up super sandbags that had been prepared by the Corps, which they then placed on a simulated breach.
Each one is 1 cubic yard and weighs about 3,000 pounds. So that amount of mass, when you put enough of them together, it depends on the size, but we could put even more of them in there. But that's the intent is to use that mass to stop water going through a breach like that.
That's David Kingston, chief of the emergency management branch of the Corps' Los Angeles district. Brandon Fields was pilot in command on the chopper. He says it would have been a whole different story had water been flowing.
With Russian wire, it becomes a hazard to actually have something attached to the helicopter and put it into thousands of Russian gallons of water per minute. So we'd probably get as close to the water as possible where we can make as precise of a drop as possible and actually release it from the air and let it fall into place naturally.
The Corps and the California National Guard have been collaborating and practicing this for a few months. In Montebello, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.